Penis is what boys have down in front. Penis is the word, though it seems blunt. All boys have a penis, so no matter what you've heard, remember that penis is the proper word. Vulva is what girls have down below.
Even though most people call it vagina, and some children call it Virginia.
Vulva, when she's naked, it will show. All girls have a vulva, so no matter what you've heard, remember that vulva is the proper word. Both boys and girls have breasts. Each person recognizes they're found upon our chests and grow to different sizes. Our anus is a useful thing indeed. The anus gives relief in time of need. We all have an anus, so no matter what you've heard, remember that anus is the proper word. So don't be appalled, 'cause that's what they're called, and each of them's the proper word.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, May 16th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, Japanese decapitations, rotting calf heads, and attack of the one-legged diabetic. Dun, dun, dun. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Oh no, we have a death to report. Where's my sound at? Yes, Jerry Falwell has died. That's not the right sound. Hold on a second. What the hell's it at here? Oh, here we go. Much better. Way more appropriate, douchebag. You may remember Falwell, or maybe you don't, but he was the one who asserted that Tinky Winky, a Teletubby, was a big fat fruity queen. And of course, he blamed the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the ACLU, feminists, and let's not forget the pagans.
The ACLU's got to take a lot of blame for this.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I'll hear from them for this, but throwing God off successfully with the help of the federal court system, throwing God out of the public square, out of the schools. The abortionists have got to bear some burden for this, because God will not be mocked. And when we destroy 40 million little innocent babies, we make God mad. I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are actively trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the thing in their face and say, you helped this happen.
Wow. Strong words. No wonder God struck you down. Bah! This is great, happy music, isn't it? Oh, Katrina and the waves. You gotta love her. Now, anyone that stands in the way of free porn trade is no friend of Distorted View. Just think for a second of a world if Falwell had succeeded in his mission while alive. There would be no dickhole guy. Scott Taylor would have been without a job and probably not dead of AIDS. Oh. Crickets. Yes, there would be no dickhole guy, though. No hilarious queefing footage. No cum farts. That is not a world I would like to live in, and I don't think you would either. And so I ask you to join me in celebrating this monster's death. All right. I need to keep playing Walking on Sunshine, but it's appreciated. God, if I may say a little prayer to you right now. Thank you, God. Please, I'm talking to you now. God, thank you for striking down this evil, vile human being. It's kind of like when a hurricane or a tornado destroys a whole city. You're sending a message to them. It's the wrath of God. Isn't that what Jerry Falwell believed? Didn't he say that about the hurricanes or something? Or was that Pat Robertson? Oh, he's next. I already have my music picked out for him when he dies.
You put the boom boom into
people in a better mood than hearing taps, you know what I mean? Bang, 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 till my feet do the same. All right. All right, back to Falwell here. Okay. No, of course it's sad when anyone dies. I'm sure his loved ones are grieving or whatever. It doesn't mean that we can't make fun of him, though. I'm not sure what he died of. I know he collapsed or something. It's probably from all those years of having that giant stick up his ass. It caused some sort of rectal infection. It's a pretty ironic ending, considering how much he hated the homosexuals. In my notes to myself for the show today, I labeled this Jerry Falwell's eulogy. I give the absolute worst eulogies ever. No one's ever going to invite me to speak at a funeral. All right, I'm going to need a PA system and a boombox for Katrina and the Waves. John was a great man. Oh my God, that's the music I'm going to use at all my eulogies now. All right, so yes, Jerry Falwell is dead. It's very sad. You know what the funniest thing is, though? I was reading a news story about it, and there was a quote from this guy named Matt Foreman. I was going to say Foreskin. Again, entirely appropriate once you take into consideration his job. He's the executive director of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. Not sure exactly what they do. It's the militant wing of the gay and lesbian agenda or something. It's a task force. Gay and lesbian special ops. Foreman extended condolences to those close to Falwell, but added, quote, "Unfortunately, we will always remember him as the founder and leader of America's anti-gay industry, someone who exasperated the nation's appalling response to the onslaught of the AIDS epidemic, someone who demonized and vilified us, blah, 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 blah." Dude, if that was me and I was the executive director of this group, I would be like, here's my quote, "Ding dong, the witch is dead, we're having a fucking luau, and it's just going to be naked men. A lot of ass-fucking at this luau. And we're bringing in some sort of graphic artist to draw Jerry Falwell's face on the tips of penises that are going to be ramming into assholes. That's how we're going to celebrate his legacy. Fucking douchebag." Unquote. Oh, one more thing. Quote, "We're getting Katrina and the Waves to perform." Yeah, I defy you to find a happier song. You can't. This is the happiest song ever in existence, ever recorded. All right, there you go. There's my moving tribute to Jerry Falwell. I just think it's funny how, like, this guy at this gay group or whatever is trying to be respectful. Like, you know, "We extend our condolences. Unfortunately, we're always going to remember him as blah, blah, blah." Come on. He made your life miserable. If I was working at Hustler, oh my God, next month's issue would be fantastic. It would be like a whole necrophilia fantasy. Get some guy to dress up like Jerry Falwell and just have people have sex with his corpse. Because that's what he deserves. He's an idiot. Right? Am I right? Yes, of course I am. Everyone's in a good mood today. All right. Except Cornswald, of course. He's probably deep in mourning. I cannot. I'm surprised Cornswald hasn't posted a blog. He's probably waiting for me in my eulogy to write a response. That monster Tim Henson. I love pissing him off so much, you don't understand. Because when you come out of those goddamn up-tempo numbers, gotta go into a goddamn televangelist dying, you can't make those transitions. All right, hey, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, one thing that I've noticed is I am very forgetful. I don't remember. I couldn't tell you what I talked about on yesterday's program. It just, the second I'm done with the show, it just leaves me. And that's pretty much how I am in real life as well, not just on the show. Like, I don't remember a couple months ago. I was, like, just trying to remember when I was living with my parents. I can't tell you one goddamn thing that happened during those, you know, 2 or 3 months when I was living with them. It's like a blur. I think I've got some sort of problem or something. But anyways, Chris in Newcastle sent along 3 clips from Distorted View, and I cannot remember saying these things. Holy shit. I've seriously got some problems, I think. Take a listen to this first one. Okay. "Keep me off the streets. Because I've been checking out my dog shit habit. Because my dickie's still hard." Like, I don't remember saying that. And how about this one? "Support my penis. Because I've been fucking chickens or rabbits for 4 fucking days. Because my dickie's still hard." Fuck if I ever make that mistake again. Holy shit. Now, I do remember that. I love the fact that I'm not sure if I fucked rabbits or chickens. All right, here's the final one.
Timothy James Henson was caught fucking dog shit for 4 fucking days. Henson said, "My dickie's still hard."
Oh, it's like a news story. I want to hear that one again.
Timothy James Henson was caught fucking dog shit for 4 fucking days. Henson said, "My dickie's still hard."
I was caught fucking dog shit for 4 fucking days. Nice. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Uh-oh, Chris from the UK just sent me another one. Let's see what else I've said on the show.
Support my podcast because I've been caught fucking sideshow member for 4 fucking days.
Fuck if I ever make that mistake again. Holy shit.
My dickie's still hard because my extended
penis
was fucking my chickens or rabbits. Keep me off the streets because I've been fucking sideshow member because my dickie's still hard.
I say a lot of the same things over and over, and I overuse the word because. What I've learned from Chris's clips that he sent in. Again, thank you very much, Chris from the UK. Now, for just a quick reminder, please sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. For you lucky Sideshow members, yesterday, lucky. How lucky. I did my job and you got extended content yesterday. And a video cast. A lot of people have been asking to see the Dick God Hoid video. And so I did a video log yesterday, and I introduced the clip, and I played about a minute or a minute and a half of that Dick God Hoid video. So you got to see the African-American guys working out and talking about their dicks getting hoid. It was great stuff. No nudity, though. Don't worry about that. So it's work safe. Not really, I guess. The language is pretty bad, but yeah, there's no nudity. There is that no black cock promise in the Sideshow Terms of Service, and I would hate to have to break that. Or go back and have to change it. You know how lazy I am. Gonna mess around with the Terms of Service. The only Terms of Service on the internet that I believe has the words black cock in it. Just another one of my many claims to fame. So yes, if you're not a member, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. Like I said, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year, and you too can enjoy black guys working out, talking about their dicks getting hoid. Alright, our first story we have for you today comes from Japan. Oh, yeah. By the way, what the hell is going on real radio? I just saw 2 more DJs getting suspended or fired. One group, I don't know who they are, but I think they're in New York or something, JB and someone, just made a prank call to a Chinese restaurant or said flied lice or, you know, like that old joke, and they got fired for that. And then Opie and Anthony got fired because I guess they were talking about sexual fantasies involving Condoleezza Rice and punching her in the face. See, that's funny. And you can't do it on the radio, apparently. So they got suspended from XM. It's just crazy. And plus the whole Don Imus thing, which out of all the suspensions and firings, that I could almost see just because they say he has a history of racism. But oh my god. Can you imagine if I was on Sirius or XM? I would totally be unemployed at this point. It's funny because everyone is saying, like, you know, satellite radio doesn't have to conform to FCC rules. But here you see, you know, these guys getting suspended for something they said. And it wasn't even that bad, right? Like, who doesn't want to punch Condoleezza Rice in the face? Come on. Like, where can people go anymore to hear just uncensored wrongness aside from the internet? Thank God you guys are signing up for the Sideshow so I can continue to do this. Love you guys. I want to come in each and every one of your asses and then have you fart them out, and I will lick it. Lick it clean. Lick the cum off. That's the sweetest compliment you'll ever get from me. Tim Henson said he'd lick my cum farts. Fantastic. All right, so yes, first story we have for you today comes from Japan, like I just said. Police arrested a 17-year-old boy today on suspicion of murdering his mother after he turned up at a police station carrying a severed human head in a bag. I like how he was arrested on suspicion. Like, if you walk into a police station with a severed head in a bag and you plop it down on a police officer's desk, that should eliminate any suspicion. Just goes right to cold, hard fact at that point. Police in... Holy shit. Okay, put 20 seconds on the board. Let's see if I can get this. Aizuwakamatsu Fukushima, F-U-K-U-S-H-I-M-A, that's Fukushima, said they arrested the teenager, a student at a local high school, after officers found a beheaded body in the apartment where he lived. Things aren't looking good for you. The boy told police he killed his mother last night while she was asleep. Okay, let's just take into consideration the facts here. The 17-year-old walked into a police station with the bag with the mother's head, right? Then the police officers went to his apartment, found the body to the matching head, and then the boy told police that he had killed his mother. And he was still arrested on suspicion. Just lock him up. He reportedly told investigators it would be good if terrorism and war were gone from the world. Sounds like a sweet kid. I didn't care who I killed. Ooh. You had us on your side for about 10 seconds. Today was the mother's birthday and she would have turned 47. Instead, she turned blue. Blue and lifeless. And a 1, 2, 3, she's blue. Boo dee boo dee boo doo ba. Boo dee boo dee boo dee boo dee boo dee boo doo ba. Boo dee boo dee boo dee boo dee boo dee boo doo ba. Boo dee boo dee boo dee boo dee boo dee boo doo ba. Alright. I'm just full of touching eulogies today, aren't I? I really know how to honor the dead. Alright, so there you go. Crazy Japanese kid kills his mother. Serves her right. Listen. When a kid says he doesn't like peanut butter and jelly in his lunch bag, he doesn't like peanut butter and jelly in his lunch bag. Fucking crazy ethnic person.
Crazy ethnic people!
Durka, durka, durka. All right, moving right along. Second story we have for you today. A partially blind, one-legged diabetic man chased his... Wow. If you just replace diabetic with scurvy, you'd have a pirate right there. Blind, one-legged, a debilitating deficiency of vitamin C. That's a pirate. Yes, this diabetic man chased his terrified neighbors with a 10-inch knife. Why, you ask? Because their front door kept slamming. Actually, quick, get him a glucose pill. Calm him down. Cursing and yelling racial profanities, Barry A. Friedman used his hand to maneuver his wheelchair. How frightening could that be? Just do what Jerry suggested in that episode of Seinfeld. Stick a broomstick in his spokes and he'll go flying. I can't think of anything less terrifying than someone chasing you in a wheelchair. Come on, you totally have the upper hand. Unless, of course, you can't walk and you don't have a wheelchair. That'd be a problem. The couple escaped him by hiding behind doors, a police report said. Total pussies. The attack took place on the fourth floor of the Forest Place Apartments. Friedman, 61, admitted anger because building managers and police had been unable to stop his neighbors from slamming their doors. The attack was the only way a diabetic man in his 60s, missing a leg and partially blind, can take action, he told police. While playing the sympathy card, are we? Coming to the man's defense, Wilford Brimley. Wilford said, quote, I suffer from diabetes as well. And I can't tell you the number of times I've held a Girl Scout hostage or punched a nun in the neck. But thanks to Medical Mutual, my diabetes supplies come right to my door. Blah, blah, blah. Thanks, Wilford. Diabetes. Friedman was booked late Sunday. He couldn't post $7,500 bond Monday and remains at the Metro West Detention Center. The charges, aggravated assault. The neighbor, Jackie Francois, says the door slamming isn't intentional. When her sliding glass balcony doors open, the wind blows the front door shut. Friedman complained to the apartment complex manager, who tried cushioning the edge of her door with special padding to soften the sound. Apparently, it didn't work. On Sunday, there was a knock on the door, and it was Friedman wielding the knife. Quote, I tried to grab his hand, and he tried to poke me with the knife, Francois said. Okay, it's stabbing. If you have a knife and you're jabbing it at someone, it's not a poke at that point. It's a stab. They're trying to hurt you, not get your attention. So I moved back into the fire extinguisher on the wall, and I thought maybe I'd hit him with it. Then he looked like he was going to throw the knife. Francois ran down the hall, hiding on the other side of the emergency stairwell door. His wife... Oh, that's a guy? I thought it was a woman. His wife, L.D. Johnson's or something, slammed the apartment door closed. fucking French people. Always retreating, always giving up and surrendering, hiding behind doors and shit. Friedman gave up, returned home, and was soon arrested. He was frustrated by his neighbor's lack of consideration, said North Miami officer Kessler Brooks. So there you go. Final story we have for you today comes from Colorado, Delta, Colorado specifically. A cash reward led school administrators to five suspects in a disturbing incident at Delta High. I'm interested. Custodians and building maintenance staff members found the rotting carcass of a calf shoved into a ventilation pipe at the school on Tuesday. The handiwork of a Distorted View listener, no doubt. Quote, it was decayed. It was part of a dead calf, said Delta's director of school and community relations, John Jones. Five students were identified, three of whom were said to have actually participated in the mischief. The three have been suspended, and all five reportedly agreed to pay restitution. To who? The family of the dead calf? Sorry for killing your son. Oh, I'm thinking of reparations. Right? That's like money we give to black people's ancestors for making them slaves or something, right? Restitution is probably going towards the cleanup of the ventilation pipes. I understand now. Whew. Jones said the maggot-infested remains... What a fantastic way to start a sentence. Jones said the remains of the faggot... Oh, I fucked that one up. All right, let's try this again. Jones said the maggot-infested remains found Tuesday were of a head and part of the upper body of a bovine, but it appeared the animal had been dead before the suspects obtained it from one of the boys' family ranch. He went on to say the bovine was probably a faggot. No, he said that the suspects pulled off the ventilation system cap before cramming the animal's remain inside at a 12 to 16 inch pipe. That tampering caused an estimated $1,500 in damages, and both police and the health department were called in. Jones added, things that start out as a prank and get pretty risky pretty fast. We're fortunate we don't get a lot of that kind of stuff. It was the smell that revealed the deed, he said, and some classrooms had to be aired out. Maintenance staff had the unpleasant task of removing the calf. It was pretty bad, Jones said, praising maintenance for rising to the occasion. The school was able to isolate the affected parts of its ventilation system. Because of the weather, it didn't need heat or air conditioning. We were lucky that way, Jones says. I suppose we would have had a whole different problem if it had been in the middle of January and we needed heat. The students accessed an area of the building not protected by security cameras, but an assistant principal announced a $100 reward for information and hit pay dirt. We got the names right away. Fucking snitches. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hello, Tim. I'm here to ask you a serious question. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, most people calling in to you, telling jokes, messing around, I have a serious question.
Alright.
How is the industry of podcasting? I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
How is the...
After you do the podcast, do you not have to do anything else the rest of the day? How long does it take for you to research all of the stories and sound clips?
Okay.
Please, get back.
Hello, my future girlfriend. Well, geez, it's different every day. Some days I'm lucky and I have just stuff to talk about. Maybe something happened in my life that I want to talk about. The hardest thing to come up with is the first 10 minutes of the show. Just because, you know, the news stories are easy, you know, when I'm having a good news day, because I can sort of just, you know, make fun of stuff that I'm reading. But the first 10 minutes usually is a bit harder because I'm always trying to find funny clips or whatever, and my listeners have been great with sending me that in. So on days that are difficult and I'm doing extended shows and stuff like that, it's not unusual that between research and actually recording the shows, and if I'm doing little bits and stuff like pre-recorded things, 5 hours, you know, that's not unusual. Days that I'm not doing extended shows, 2 to 3 hours, usually a minimum. But that, I guess that's sort of an average time. And then I sort of try to go through my emails, and if people are having problems with Sideshow, people are always having Sideshow issues just because that's just the nature of, you know, running a website that has members and everything. So I try to work on that for a couple hours a day. I've been trying to redesign the Sideshow site and the free site as well. just to have, you know, update it and add some new features and stuff like that. And I don't have a lot of time to work on that. I usually just, you know, maybe an hour a day or something, I'll play with it. I usually get sidetracked by messing around with graphics or something, so very little gets done. But anyways, yeah, it's kind of like a full-time job. Not quite eight hours a day, and it's broken up. Like, I'll take breaks and, you know, go to a movie or have lunch or whatever. It's a great job. I'm very lucky to be able to do this. I know a lot of podcasters would like to, and thankfully you guys have just been so great with the sideshow. And I say it's a full-time job, but you know, doing Distorted View as a full-time job is really just what, telling fart jokes for 30 minutes a day, right? All right, well, thank you very much for the call. There's a serious answer for you. Oh, right, I'm in no mood.
Hey, Tim, this is Rico Bob, longtime listener and Distorted View subscriber.
Ooh!
My wife is having a birthday tomorrow, and we both enjoy your show very much, and I was wondering if maybe you could wish her a happy birthday.
Sure.
Or possibly one of your stunning renditions of Happy Birthday.
You want a song?
It means a lot
to
us.
This is what I do for a living, my friends. It's great because you didn't give me your name or her name, so making a happy birthday song is kind of hard to do. So I'm just going to call her a DV listener slut wife. How about that? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, DV listener slut wife. Happy birthday to you. If it makes you feel any better, you make my dick hard. And many more. It's the best I could do, sir. All right, next up.
Tim, what's up? This is Jack from Queens. Two things. I wanted to know if you could give out the link for the pee hole girl. I thought that was hilarious. And I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Oh, a bizarre sex term. Having microphone problems. Where the hell is this bizarre sex term intro? Here we go. Oh, that's not it. It's time for sex terms. It's time for bizarre sex term. Stick your finger in your dick hole. I'm sorry. Here's the real bizarre sex term intro. God, fuck. Everything's going to shit. Wow, this show is an abortion. All right.
This is a callback from an old one. I don't know if you were the one to, have this on your show. It was called The Spider-Man. I thought it was appropriate with the new Spider-Man movie. What you do is you beat off in your hand, and you just kind of flick it at your girl's face like you're shooting web. All right. See you later.
It's not bad, actually. I like that.
Hey there, Tim. This is Tim from Portland, and I got a couple bizarre sex terms.
Okay, I'm not even going to try
it. The first one is a variation on your Sex House of Tuesday episode. It's called the glow stick, and it's when you stick a thermometer up your pee hole, Scott Taylor style, and then you break it like a glow stick. The next one is called the Tim Henson, when you stand in front of a full body mirror, tuck your wiener between your legs, and jack off from behind.
Oh.
I hope you enjoy that.
I'm going to give that one a shot. I mean, it's named after me and all. You know, like, I love it when, like, sometimes famous people, they've got, like, new species of animals named after them and everything. I get fucking sex terms named after me.
Hey, Kimmy. This is Scary Bob from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Home of testicle festivals. There was one in my town. I'm not going to tell you what town it is. But anyway, just wanted you to know that every time I hear you mention Cornswall on the show, one of two things happens. Either I start to hydroplaning, or my dick get hard.
Oh, your dick get hard.
Hey, it's the pool guy from Florida, the most fucked up city. Hey, I'm sorry about saying fuck you yesterday. I didn't mean fuck you because I don't like you.
Uh-huh.
It's just I couldn't think of anything else to say. Huh. Hey, but my podcast is UglyMusic.libsyn.com, dude. Check it out.
All right, everyone check out his podcast. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I just want to name the wisdom tooth removal blowjob the bizarre sex thing from about a week ago.
Right.
I think we could call it the Dry Socket Sunday. Let me know what you think.
Dry Socket Sunday. Interesting.
Hey, Tim.
Oh, wait, that's a duplicate. He called in again. All right, let's try this one.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas. I am a sideshow member.
Ooh.
I wanted to correct the information regarding uni, which is actually sea urchin testicle, or gonads as the professional definition, sea urchins are hermaphrodites, so they have both. But it's my favorite sushi, and it tasted horrible. It was because it was not fresh. It's very common at sushi restaurants for them to try to pass off. Unfresh
bad
sushi.
Uni, bad bad urchin gonads.
Hey, Ted, this is Sean from Tampa. Not only am I a freak, but I'm a fucking idiot. Keep forgetting to press pound after I leave a message. So, again, this is a bizarre sex term for you.
All right.
Called the Red Sox. What's going to happen is you're going to fuck your ex-girlfriend in the ass, because if you do this to your girlfriend, afterwards she'll be your ex. While you're fucking her, as soon as you come, you punch her as hard as you can right in the kidney. As soon as you punch her in the kidney, you're going to rip out. What's going to happen is her colon is going to clench around your dick, and you're going to pull her colon straight out of her fucking ass.
I think I've heard this one before.
Like a Red Sox.
Nice. Very... very appealing. All right, thank you everyone for all of your voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh God, as in, oh God, Jerry Falwell is dead. Oh, Katrina. And the waves. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will be back tomorrow with a big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Stuff my fucking asshole. That's it. Stuff the fucking shit box.